KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The day before January 6th, President Biden tried to portray former President Trump as a threat. Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans von Spakovsky says Joe Biden is the threat.
He actually must be, I think, looking in the mirror when he's talking about threats to democracy, because the actions of his administration and his supporters and donors, I think, pose the biggest threat to democracy that we've seen in a long time.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear an appeal to a Colorado ruling that bars former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
The announcement came just days before voters begin casting presidential primary ballots across the country. Justices will decide whether Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election make him ineligible to run for office. Colorado's decision was the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment had been used to disqualify a presidential candidate.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton says the high court will hear arguments in February. Missouri's Republican Secretary of State is threatening to kick President Biden off the state's ballot. Friday, Jay Ashcroft said, "What has happened in Colorado and Maine is disgraceful and undermines our republic." He threatened to take Biden off the state's ballot in retaliation. When asked how he would disqualify Biden from the ballot, Ashcroft said the president allowed an invasion at the southern border. The FBI in Houston is warning that people with connections to China who speak out against the Chinese Communist Party may become targets for harassment. The agency is warning Chinese citizens, naturalized U.S. citizens, and families of dissidents who speak out against the Chinese Communist Party that they may become targets. So they've set up a special hotline for those who think that they've been targeted with transnational repression from the CCP. This is SRN News. Most Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow a different religion. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who is living as a woman is disqualified from running for the Ohio House after omitting his former name on circulating petitions to get on the ballot. Vanessa Joy was running as a Democrat in a heavily Republican district, legally changed his name and his birth certificate prior to the campaign. But a 1990s state law says that a candidate must provide any name changes within the last 5 years to qualify for the ballot. This is SRN News. Florida residents can begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada.
It's the first time any U.S. state has used the approach in all those years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. Importing cheaper drugs has long been popular with patients and consumer groups, but faced years of pushback by the pharmaceutical industry. Both President Biden and former President Trump supported importing medications to help lower costs. John Scott reporting.
An earthquake shakes a wide area of Southern California. It hit at 10:55 a.m. Friday. After several revisions, the magnitude was set at 4.1. Xerox is cutting 15% of its global workforce. The Connecticut-based company announced the cuts this week as part of a restructuring. More details at srnnews.com.